How are you feeling? Easy now. Easy. You're safe. You made it, but no sudden movements, okay? Your body has been through a big shock. Yeah, it's me. You're a cleric. That potion worked. Sylvie saved the day, just like I said she would. She's been by your side for hours, actually. I just convinced her to take a nap when he woke up. We're at the inn now, safe and sound. How are you feeling? I want to run a few tests on you. Don't worry, you don't even have to get up. Can you move your fingers for me? Good. Now I want you to roll out your neck very slowly and take a big stretch for me. I'm going to put my hand on your chest. There. Will you take a deep breath for me? Inhale deeply through the nose, and then out through the mouth. Good. And again, a deep breath in. Feel the weight of my hand on your chest. And exhale slowly. Good. It looks like you don't have any holes. Congratulations. It's not that I don't trust healing potions. I just feel the gods do it better. It's always good to be skeptical and run a few tests with them. I'm sure you understand. Is this an awkward pause? I can never tell. Maybe it's just a pause. Well, either way, I wanted to apologize to you. That is, if you think you can handle that conversation right now. I understand if you just want to rest. Oh, thank you. You're very generous with me, you know. I regret what I said about your relationship with Sylvie. It wasn't my place, and it's none of my business. A better friend would just want you to be happy. And you seem happy. I got so scared when you started bleeding out on me. I didn't have any spells, and I panicked. I needed you to stay awake, and I started trying to shock you, to say things that I thought would make you angry. But it came out so wrong and twisted. I didn't even realize I felt all those things about you until I thought you were going to die in my arms. And I'm sorry, you were the one who was hurting and dying, and I don't mean to make this about me. But there's so much more I want to tell you. I need to take responsibility for what I said. Regardless of my intentions or the situation, my words were hurtful. I was unkind to you. And I am who I am because I seek to mend the hurt in others. I want to be a force for good in this world, and I debased myself. It's not surprising at all that the gods didn't answer my prayers for another spell. You and you alone know what's best for your heart. You alone are worthy to judge who does and doesn't receive affection from you. Please, don't let my careless words make you question that. I am repentant, and I am so sorry. If you wish, I would like to repair things between us and move forward. I can show you that I'm a mature friend. That I'm willing to support your relationship with Sylvie. But if you don't want that, I won't push. Some bells can't be unrung, and friends can outgrow each other. It's painful, but it's normal and natural. I meant it when I said I respect your choice to love who you love. And that includes being willing to make a choice where we're not friends anymore. And being okay with that. All I can do is request your forgiveness. I'm going to go tell your girlfriend that you're awake now. Oh, I didn't expect you to take my hand and stop me from leaving. You don't have to rush your answer if you still need time to think. You're squeezing my hand. He would forgive me so easily. What are you, a paladin? I'm not crying. I thank you, my friend. You've given me a gift, truly. I won't abuse your trust. You have my word. I'm here to support you, as always. Now, here's a chaste kiss on the forehead between friends. Allow me to fetch your druid girlfriend. She's going to be delighted that you're awake. You're awake! You're really awake! Oh! Move over. I don't care if you're hurting. I missed you and I'm crawling in that bed with you. I'm going to hold you and never let you go. I've never been so scared in my life. I've never ran so fast. Stop squirming. I'm going to squeeze you like a stuffed animal. And as soon as you're well enough, I'm going to cover you in kisses. I thought my heart was going to fall out of my chest when I saw you on the forest floor. There was so much blood. It smelt like copper, but also like you. Then my heart stopped in my chest and someone was screaming. And it was me. I was screaming. Oh, maybe this is too much excitement for you. I'm sorry. The nightmare is over now. I'm in bed, and I'm holding you and looking into your eyes. The sunlight is streaming in through the windows, and it's okay. You're okay. I love you. I love you. I don't tell you that enough. I feel like I show it, but I need to say it, too. Let's lay here for a while. We'll have a long cuddle nap, and then when you wake up again, I'll get you some food, okay? Whatever you want, it's on me. I'll even pay with the human money and the coins and the commerce. It's all very exciting. I'm talking too much, aren't I? I'm sorry. But yes, rest and then food. And you have to go to sleep, okay? Good. Sweet dreams, my love. I promise I'll be right here when you wake up. Unless I went to get you food. But no, I'll be right here. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much. I'm gonna let you go to bed. Yeah, right now. I love you. That's the last time I'm gonna say it. It's bedtime now. We have to get very serious about this, okay? You were injured. Yeah, well, close your eyes. Good. Okay. Good night for real this time.